The Senate approves the Farm Bill. With today's Accent on Agriculture, hello everyone, I'm Lee Maddox.
The ayes are 81, the nays 15. The conference report to accompany H.R. 2419 is agreed to.
That was the vote yesterday in the U.S. Senate as they overwhelmingly approved the Food Conservation and Energy Act of 2008, otherwise known as the Farm Bill. Tennessee Farm Bureau President Lacey Upchurch says this bill is good for the whole country.
We really want to thank and show our appreciation for those elected officials that supported farmers across the state and voted for the Farm Bill, and I know it's a relief to the producers, and I think this is a very good Farm Bill that's really supported by both sides and a bipartisan bill that's not only good for farmers but also good for consumers.
Now, both Tennessee Senators Lamar Alexander and Bob Corker voted in favor of the bill, and because of the strong support in both the House and Senate, many feel if the president does in fact veto this bill, there are enough votes to override. Senate Ag Committee Chairman Tom Harkin of Iowa.
But it's a strong bill. As I said the other day, it's good for every American from my hometown of Cumming, Iowa, population 162, to New York City, population 8 million, and everybody in between.
Now, one of the reforms that farmers had been looking for in a farm bill was including disaster assistance that would help cover losses from disasters like the ones that farmers here in Tennessee faced last year. North Dakota Senator Kent Conrad.
In the last 3 years, every state in the nation has received disaster payments. None of it budgeted for, none of it paid for. In this bill, disaster assistance is budgeted for and paid for. That is a reform, and that is a fact.
The Farm Bill now headed to the president. Have a safe day. Join us again tomorrow on the TRN.